coach at the University of Denver for the Pioneers. Jim Montgomery joins us. Jim, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on.
Jim, I want to talk a lot about your program, but first I want to talk about Oiler prospect Joey Lalegia, who's up for the Hobie Baker this year. I guess let's start first of all with what are the best attributes of his game right now?
Well, his offensive, how dynamic he is offensively from the blue line. You know, he can beat goalies with a snapshot from the blue line. He can dive down and get pucks and find open people back door. You know, he just has great physical skills with the puck, and his skating is elite.
Now, his size, will that be a challenge to go to the pro level in your mind?
Well, you know, I think every small hockey player has to prove himself at the NHL level against the biggest and best players in the world, and he's going to have to show that he can defend. I have no doubt that he can play offensively. His challenge is going to be, can he defend playing against, you know, the Kopitars and the Jeff Carters of the world and handling them down low. He's a very ultra-competitive young man, and he's built like a fire hydrant, so I think he's going to have to be able to do it, but he's going to have to make sure he's taking good angles, and we work on that daily. So hopefully by the time he gets to Edmonton, he'll be perfect at it.
Jim, you know, NCAA, you get kids, you know, in a lot of cases for 4 years, you're able to mold them, and you know what, you got more time for practicing and working out. And for a lot of kids who are, if you want to classify them, maybe late developers physically, you know, the NCAA is a great way to go, not to mention the quality of hockey. When you put together your program for your team, how individual do you make the workouts if some guy's, let's say, a 6'4", 210-pound forward compared to a 5'10", stocky defender?
Well, we're really lucky with the resources we have at the University of Denver. We have three strength and conditioning coaches, and our main strength and conditioning coach, we analyze everybody through the same test, and we see where they're deficient. Through their flexibility, their power, we do a biochemistry platform where these guys, we test their biomechanics and see how strong they are on the right leg versus the left leg. Mm-hmm. And then every player gets a specific program from our strength and conditioning coach that allows these young men to overcome all their deficiencies and get really strong and powerful over the course of their 4 years.
When you do those original tests, and I know that usually most of us always were stronger on one side or another, but how, on average, how much stronger are most of your players on one leg compared to the other? Like, is it a significant difference?
Yeah, it's pretty significant. You know, it's usually about a 15% stronger one leg to the other for most players.
Okay.
And for righties, their right leg is stronger than their left, and for lefties, their left legs are stronger than the righties. Usually, but Joey Lalegia's vertical jump is a 38.5. So he's an explosive skater and a really powerful young man on the ice.
38? Wow, over 3 feet. That's pretty damn good. And, you know,
yeah.
Now when you, because, you know, the lower body, it's the least fun to work out, let's be honest. Anybody who's done it, you tire out faster. It's way harder. Usually you're lifting way heavier weights. But in hockey, it's so important, the legs and the core factor. When you do that measuring on the deficiencies for your legs, does the deficiency go up equally right through their core, even to their left or right arm? Is it similar 15% weakness from one side to the next usually?
No, I said 15. Sorry. But no, it's not. There's no correlation. The legs, there's usually a bigger difference than the upper body.
Okay.
And you're right. I mean, players, hockey players have to be really strong from their knees to their chest.
Jim Montgomery, the head coach at the University of Denver, joins us. Oiler prospect Joey Lalegia is one of the nominees for the Hobie Baker Award. And Jimmy's not your only player on your team; he's just one of them. And I guess give me your sense right now. How have you liked your season thus far?
Well, I like our season. You know, we've played 17 games so far, and I feel in 14 of the 17 games we've carried the majority of the play. And I think our record should be a little bit better than our 11-5-1, but still, we're pretty happy with the results we've had. We just don't want to repeat the mistakes we've made in our game management moving forward. We do think that we're one of the top 10 teams in the country, and there isn't a dominant team in college hockey like there has been in some years past. And when you have teams like Union and Yale that have won the last couple of years, I think any of the top 12 teams have a chance of winning a national championship. It's the team that continues to get better, and we hope we're teaching the right things and that our players all peak at the right time.
Spoken like a true coach, knowing exactly which game you've liked and the three that you didn't like. In the three that you didn't like, Jim, was it, did the other team play well, or did you just get off the style of game that you want your team to play?
Well, one, the other team really played well, and we had trouble handling it.
And who was that?
Against the Minnesota Duluth. They're a very good college team.
Yeah.
And one of the other games, North Dakota played extremely well, but I thought that we didn't bring the same energy and focus as the night before, and that's more of a mental thing with our team, just handling success, because North Dakota was number one when we'd beaten them the night before. And then the other game was after, unfortunately, you had a 2.5-week layoff at Christmas, and we just weren't very mentally sharp. So that game was just too many turnovers and guys not playing at the pace of game speed.
Jim Montgomery, head coach of the University of Denver, joining us. I was looking at your schedule. You know, top-ranked teams, of course, Minnesota Duluth, Boston College that you you played, as well as North Dakota. You split with them. They were the number one team ranked in the country. You're obviously very good. You've got a big test coming up this weekend against Nebraska-Omaha. Set up that game for me as far as what's the one thing they do very well?
Oh, they transition to offense. Then the rush offense is great. They got a lot of dynamic skaters with high-end skill, and they haven't seen a play that they can't make. So we're going to have to be really good coming back towards our end and angling and finishing checks to be able to create odd man rushes the other way.
Have you found, I've noticed, in NCAA, just the emergence of more top-quality American players, Jim. We are seeing it everywhere. There's, Canadians, for a long time, there was a lot of them. And every year, there seems to be maybe one or two less coming just because there's more quality American kids. Overall, in your experience, I know you do a lot of coaching clinics and different things. Just can you gauge the improvement of the overall American player from 10 years ago until now in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that the overall quality of depth of hockey players in the NHL has continued to rise and get better. I think Americans were always really good skaters, but now you're starting to see them catch up to Canadians in their game instincts because they're playing so much more and practicing so much more. And all the Canadians, whether it's you're in St. Louis, you're in Dallas, you're in Phoenix, it's these ex-NHL players stay. And here in Colorado and Denver, we have Adam Foote and Joe Sakic behind the bench coaching midget and bantam players.
Wow.
They're getting great coaching. So they're getting the knowledge. And that's why you're seeing so many players emerge from different areas that you never saw before. And it's all due, and I've said this many times, we're all very thankful for Wayne Gretzky. It's unfortunate he left Edmonton. I cried too as a Canadian living in Montreal. But when he went to L.A., for the game of hockey, he did more for the game of hockey growing this sport than anyone can imagine. And we're still seeing it today in the growth of America.
Jim Montgomery, the head coach, University of Denver, joins us. Jim, from a coaching perspective, as a career coach, and coaches, some of them want to move on to the pros, others don't. Do you have professional aspirations, or are you very comfortable at NCAA?
Well, I'm very comfortable at the NCAA. Denver's an unbelievable place to live. And I'm very fortunate here with the resources we have to have an elite program. I never say never, but I have a lot to accomplish at Denver before I start thinking about pro aspirations.
How has recruiting changed since you've gone there in your mind?
Well, I think recruiting's gotten really young, and here at Denver we're trying to get away from that.
Okay.
Part of it, we have to recruit the best 15- and 16-year-olds in North America, because our biggest rival, the CHL, is doing it. But it's very hard for us when they cannot play until they're 18 to keep recruiting them over and over. That's been the toughest part in recruiting, is gauging these young men, and what are they going to be at 18? It's tough enough for NHL teams to pick 18-year-olds, and what are they going to be when they're 21, 22, let alone us looking at 15 and seeing what they're going to be like at 18.
Now, a part of my ignorance on this, so when you recruit them, can you sign them and they can commit to you as early as 15 or 16?
Verbally, they can commit.
Okay.
Yes. And schools live up to their part of it, and players, you form a relationship and you stay recruiting on them. You follow them from midgets to, you know, whether they go to the BCHL or the AJHL, which is a tremendous league. And you just keep building your relationship and helping them with their path to Denver.
So if you want to get away from recruiting younger, how do you go about it? Is it just, you know, is it saying, you know what, we know that this is a lot of wasted effort and finances because some of these kids at 15, they peak, right? So how do you get away from that, Jim?
You know what? I think if your philosophy, our philosophy at Denver is, we're looking for hockey players that make plays, that have great hockey sense and have great will on the ice, that they are first on pucks everywhere. If a kid's doing that at 15 and you see it over and over again, he's going to be a hockey player, whether he grows or he stops growing or he ends up being 6'5". But there's few of those players that you can guarantee at a young age. We'll take those kids that we think are special and try and make them pioneers young. If not, we'll wait for those kids that finally figure that stuff out at 17, 18, and then recruit them then.
One last one for you, Jim. I really appreciate your time. Joey Lalezie, of course, is an Oiler prospect. And now, I guess, he could not sign a contract. We'll see what happens. However, do you have any, there's always the NCAA. There's more and more free agents every year that are getting signed at the end of their school season, go right into the pros, and many of them have made impacts right away either that year or in the fall. Do you got any guys on your team you think fit that category?
Well, I can't say that. I think we have some players that are going to need some time in the American Hockey League
okay.
that are potential free agents, but I don't think there's anyone on our team that's going right from college to signing a deal and being part of an NHL team this year. I mean, it's a really hard jump. I do think if Joey Lalegio was a free agent, he would be one of those players that a lot of teams would be looking at. So Edmonton's very lucky to have a Joey Lalegio in their arsenal.
Who are the guys that you feel are going to step into the American League?
Well, I think the free agents on our team that can do it would be Danny DeRemus, who's our senior center, and Ty Loney, whose dad, Troy Loney, played on the Penguins Stanley Cup teams.
Oh, yeah, but big butt. Does he? Well, I guess you don't know because there's no fighting now. I'm not sure if he's as tough as his old man.
He's not as tough as his old man.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate the scouting report on Joey. Continued success for you guys. I know Guy Flamin and Dean Millard on our station, the best NCAA and junior guys in the country. And they've talked a lot about your program and feel that you are definitely one of the teams that people should be watching when we get into the playoffs in NCAA. So I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you guys so much for having us. And I think Edmonton fans will be happy when they see Joey on the ice.